that I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will but my own. Wherever I am, I live, that I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Wherever you believe, that I will follow you. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. I will follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. I'll follow you. I will follow you. You know the best, O Lord. I don't know what you know. My future, Lord, is your past. You know which way I must go. You know the best, O Lord. I don't know what you know. My future, Lord, is your past. You know which way I must go. Take the lead. Take the lead, O Lord.
I will follow. I'll follow you. I'll follow you. Oh Lord, I will follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. Take the lead, O Lord. Oh, I will follow you.
I will follow you. Take the lead, O Lord. Take the lead, O Lord. I will follow.
Somebody here, this session is the reason why you came. So lift up your hands now. Close your eyes. Maintain the quiet. And whisper that name, Jesus. Lift your hands high. We'll do that again. He says, I should let you know that you are to expect a visitation. Lift your hands. An impartation visitation. A healing visitation. A deliverance visitation. A breakthrough visitation. Lift your hands now. That's right. Father, let it happen. Whisper one more time, Jesus. And lift your hands now. The count of seven, you scream, I receive. And you place the hand on your head, blasting in tongues at the top of your voice. Receive that visitation now. The impartation visitation, healing visitation, deliverance visitation, breakthrough visitation, transformation visitation. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive. Open your mouth, pray. Receive. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Lord, you Jesus. We worship you. There are healings already, deliverances, miracles, signs, and wonders. Give the Lord the praise. everyone who has experienced a definite visitation, please take your seat. A healing visitation, a deliverance visitation, an impartation visitation, a breakthrough visitation. And you think you want to let us know, can you step forward 1 minute? Something happened. Something left you. Something dropped for you. Something changed. I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar, draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are, in your dwelling place forever. Can we find out from them fast? We don't have all the time. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, in your presence. That's where I always want to be. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. I just want to be. I just want to be. Where I am still safe after it all. I have found a place where I can pour my heart. I have found a place where I can be myself. A place where I can have no secret to her. A place where I am still safe after it all. And with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be a
helper.
Better I can try. Better
And with the Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With the Lord, I can be open and have no fear. Far abound in you, a friend that I can trust. Now, Shabbatagalaga. That is why you will remain my great physician. And with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed.
You will remain my great physician. And with your love, I mean, I can imagine. You can be wrong. And I just a moment. Just a moment. Let me. That lady here. Just hold on there. Are you soldier or? Okay. Are you the one they gave something to drink in the dream or to eat in the dream? And woke up belching. They gave you something to drink. Are you the one they gave something to drink in or eat in the dream? And then it led to abdominal condition and belching. When was that?
When I'm traveling, I went to my dad very
well. I am asking because early this morning, God showed me somebody, a soldier person. You came with her. And she had that attack in the dream. They gave her something to eat.
So since then, that they gave her something to eat. So since then, she came from the burial. She has been talking abnormal. She's not sleeping in the night since almost 4 days now. But since she came into this glory zone, it's like something hit her. She has been running up and down. I know by now she's okay now.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Are you just sitting? I didn't want her to speak first so that it doesn't look like I'm talking from what she said. Because I saw clearly about 5 a.m. this morning, somebody in a uniform like this that was attacked in the dream, giving something to eat, and then it troubled the system. And the person laid on the floor right in that revelation. The moment I saw her, I was quickened by the Spirit to ask if she was that person.
Yesterday evening, I don't know how God do it. I said, let me call this my general. Let me call him. So they tell me, I said, Daddy, I'm not feeling fine.
I speak to everyone here today. Every arrow of the enemy packaged into your body. Every arrow, every missile fired into your system. Everything the enemy has deposited in your life, I declare it is retrieved and refired back to sender. It is retrieved and refired back to sender. It is retrieved and refired back to sender. Somebody shout power! Lift your two hands after me and say in the name of Jesus. Everything my Father in heaven has not deposited in my body is returning back to hell. Now! Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Spirit, pray in the Spirit. Arrows of affliction return back to hell. Arrow of of insanity, arrow of liver disease, return back to hell. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. What an incredible... Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Father, perfect it. Power of the Holy Ghost. Total freedom. Complete liberty. In Jesus' name.
Sir, when the ministration... When the ministration was on, you said God is giving people drastic encounters and changing the stories of people. This is Kingsley Abba. He said in the course of that declaration and ministration, God opened his eyes. The whole place filled with the angels of God, wiping people's face with white handkerchiefs. He also saw a container load of clothes. And the angels were busy collecting clothes from that container and changing people's garments. Don't believe that.
Lift up your hands. Every tear that the enemy put on your face before you came here is wiped off. Every old garment is giving way for your new garment. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fresh fire. Somebody shout power.
Yes.
Take your seat. Let's go.
Sir, this is Brother Benedict. He said for over 2 years, he lost the capacity to dream any serious dream. And if at all he dreams, he would forget them. He said, while the ministration was on, an angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him that this is where your giftings has been locked. And then right now, they are being released. He saw that his giftings was released back to him. On the spot, his eyes opened, he began to see. And he saw several other persons who ran out when you made the call that the Holy Ghost was distributing gifts to everyone that came out.
You know, I told you that we came here like mechanic workshop, servicing. He couldn't dream, no dream at all. Giftings, everything became rusty and couldn't function anymore. And then suddenly, not just dream now, open eye, right here, eye open. The vision meter was worked. And now the eyes are open. Everything that has been unworked in your life is working afresh. God is working it out afresh. Shout the loudest amen. Power of the Holy Ghost. Fresh fire. In Jesus' name. Yes, let's go.
Sister,
please take your seat.
Millicent has had this demonic severe chest pain and asthma for 5 to 6 years, according to her. She mentioned that number of years, but she said it's been very long. And while you were ministering, something like a scorpion.
Wow.
Yes. Jumped out of her chest region, and the chest now is cleared. The airwaves cleared. Right now, no pain, no symptom of asthma.
Scorpion jumped out of the chest.
Yes, sir.
And asthma disappeared.
Disappeared.
When we're in area one, a man who, an Air Force officer retired, who had had asthma since 1972, after an encounter in the service, vomited snake. That is live. Vomited lizard. Lizard live. Lizard live. Not this one, the scorpion. She may not see the scorpion, but that one was physical lizard. That was the end of asthma since 72. So there are demonic mysteries behind miseries. Will you stand up on your feet, place your hand on yourself, and say after me, every mystery, in my life that is a mystery of affliction, of wickedness, a mystery of darkness. You have no place in my body and in my system. Right now, all you demonic mystery, on your mask, get set, shout, go!
Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! And return back no more. In Jesus' precious name. Please be seated.
Diverse things happening here, sir. Our sister, Carly Kenas, says she sees dead people consistently in the dream. And physically, she perceives the smell of death. She came in here very weak, heaviness on the head, heaviness on the chest, all the way to the back, eyes paining her. She said at the instance of the shout of Jesus, when we whispered Jesus, she heard a sound, poof, and then the chest became free, the pains are gone, and she's completely healed now.
Stand here. Lift your hands. Every altar of death, wherever that altar was erected around your family. Listen. The spirit of death will not ravage your life. Every spirit of widowhood and widowerhood ravaging this season, I declare it is arrested. It is not your portion. It is not the portion of your family. It's not the portion of your loved ones. Jesus' name, you shall fulfill your days. Give the Lord the praise.
Sir, this is our sister Eliojo. I have in my hand a copy of her medical report. Acute left pyelonephritis since March.
Acute left pyelonephritis since March
2019. She says she's been on drugs. She came in here with terrible pain on that lower abdomen. Admitted on Sunday with a drip line. But she came, she said, throughout the activities, she couldn't stand up, sat down. But when you said we should lift up our hands and scream, I receive.
A spot. She felt something injected into the head. Movement in the head began. Pains in the head began. And then sometimes she will, according to her, she said she will become practically insane. It happened to her even last week. For 8 years right now. But while the ministration was on, she said she saw a bird that flew off her head.
A bird flew off her head.
And all the symptoms in the head, the weight on the head.
Are you just looking like that? God. Anything that is not of God in your life is flying out this morning. It's flying out this morning. Somebody shout, power! Power! I declare it is gone forever, forever, never to return again.
Yes. Sir, this is our sister Esther from Umuahia. She came with one purpose, that the Lord will intervene on her life. Sir, you said today is like a mechanic workshop. The Lord is doing things in our life. This sister has been on chemotherapy for 6 months now. Breast cancer. Right breast cancer. The first thing that happened when she entered here early this morning, the resident auctioneer hit her when she was praying. And she went to the toilet and defecated something like a snake with the head up.
And while that is the snake of death that wanted to kill her, the moment the power came on her, she went to the toilet and that came out.
Sir,
the headless snake.
Now, the lump on the breast has dissolved. She came here with pain. Every pain gone. Lump dissolved. Cancer gone back to hell.
All the way from Umuahia, the snake came out and the tumor. Are you just sitting and looking? Fire of the Holy Ghost. Be roasted permanently. Be roasted permanently. Be roasted permanently. Be roasted permanently. Did you that song I talked about? Everybody sing it. Oh, me, oh, yeah, me, oh, yeah, chukwe, me, oh. Shout out victory and be seated.
This is Mr. Kenneth Nuhu. He's a police officer. Came all the way from Kaduna. He said in 2017, he had an accident with a trailer, fractured the left hand, and affected also the left leg. Could not walk perfectly. According to him, since then, he has been unable to go to work. Came into the service this morning, and while the declaration went forth, the right hand that could not go up went up.
Right hand couldn't go up.
The left hand for 3 years that could not go up went up.
Incredible.
The pain on the legs that hindered him from juggling went. And right now he's totally free. The things he couldn't do before.
Somebody give the king. Take that song again. Mewoya. Give him the praise. Lord, a big clap of hand and be seated.
Sir, God is at work on this mountain, sir. This is Sister Jennifer. She told me during the lockdown, was in her room lying down, and then suddenly something flew into her head and then began to move all over her head. Her body got swollen and then pains everywhere, especially on the head. She went to the hospital and was told that she had depression.
She that felt, was spirit of madness.
Yes. First, she had depression. And then it continued like that until this morning when she came. She told me as she stepped into the hall, she felt a cold sensation on the head. The hotness on the head disappeared. Her body began to feel normal. And that everything in the head that was wrong has now been corrected. That flew into the head, flew out by the power of God.
Back to sender.
Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender. Hey, back to sender. Back, back, back to sender. Back, back, back to sender. Back, back, back to sender.
Turns back to hell from where it came. Touch Jesus' precious name. You are free completely. Do we have one or two more? Then we'll proceed. We have one or two more.
Long ago. Long ago. The old account was settled long ago.
And the record is clear today that he washed my sins away. The old account was settled long ago.
Yes, sir. Mama here was diagnosed of gastritis and obstructed epigastric hernia. Book for operation, and she told her children that she want to come here, and when she come, she believed that God would touch her. During the ministration, the power of God landed on her. See, before now she had excruciating stomach pain, she couldn't touch the tummy, and right now she can touch it. The pain has disappeared, and she believed that the surgery had been canceled.
You are healed permanent in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for this mother in Jesus' name.
Sir,
our sister here said she has had diabetes since 2012. And then according to her also, she's been very, very depressed. As if there's so much pressure on the head. Sometimes she moves about as if she's mad. But the moment we shouted, "I receive," she said God opened her eyes. She saw a chain broken from her legs. And then all the symptoms she came into the service with, pain on her body, pressure on the brain, all those symptoms.
How many of us expect every chain that came with us to be broken? Chains in ministry, chains in business, chains in every realm. Will you stand and say in the name of Jesus, every chain around my life, every chain around my destiny, you are breaking now. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, chains break. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, shout break! 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 Break now! In the name of Jesus, it is done. Congratulations. Give the Lord the praise.
Sir, you made a declaration that we are in a workshop. Our sister Gamelia said she saw herself literally in the workshop while the ministration was on. So many people on the queue. And God, and then she saw you removing something from her hand. Told her there's something on this hand. There's something fired into your chest. Mentioned the name of a woman. Told her this woman shot an arrow into your body. And then you started removing the arrows from her body. Suddenly she felt a fish flew out of her head. Fish flew out of her head. And then she believed that her deliverance has arrived.
Is it? Is the head now water? Lift up your hands. Fishes only stay inside river. Demonic mysteries. In the name that is above every name, I use this daughter of God as a point of contact to everyone here today. Anything they have put in any part of your body, part of your life and part of your system, not put there by God, uprooted and returned back to hell. Be free now, 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 in Jesus' name.
So shall it be. Uka you chaka chowo weide. Uka you chaka chowo weide. Uka you chaka chowo weide. Baba me. Uka you chaka chowo weide. Baba mi kenyi mi o kayu chaka chowo. Baba mi kenyi mi o kayu chaka chowo weide. O kayu chaka chowo weide. Baba mi. O kayu chaka chowo weide. Ende dabo we Jehova. Ende dabo we Jehova. Ende dabo we Jehova. And then do that, and then do that.
Yes, sir. Brother Michael Nathaniel here has been a victim of satanic attack. He said he will go to his shop and then see blood spilled on the ground several times. That resulted to multiple affliction. First of all, last month his father ran mad, and he said he came here through the intervention of God. He was healed. He's okay right now at home. And they have been telling him that it's your turn. He started feeling movement around the head, and then paralysis of the left leg. I asked him how was he walking before. Now he said he was literally dragging his foot, walking like this. Now as soon as the power of God landed on him when the service was going on, he felt normal. The head right now, that movement is gone. He can walk normal. I tested him. He's walking normal now. Before now, he was dragging his head. But right now, he's walking normal. The whole affliction has been checked back to her.
Paralysis of the whole of the left hand side. And madness demon was trying to come on him from his father.
Yes, sir.
His father was healed here.
Healed last
and then
month.
The devil told him it was his turn.
It was his turn to me.
Now it's the turn of that devil.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every negative thing that followed your father or your mother that is trying to come upon you is retrieved and refired back to the devil. Is refired back to hell.
Amen.
Is sent back to hell.
Amen.
Shout the loudest. Amen.
Amen.
So shall it be. You are free. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amazing miracle here, sir. Our beloved Sister Victoria, in the month of October this year.
Sister Victoria.
The month of October this year, the enemy came against her like a flood, and she began to feel very weak. So she wanted to know what was the cause of that. She went to the hospital, and she was diagnosed of metastasis to the lungs.
From where?
Lungs. Fluid, that is with bilateral fluid collection.
Metastasis means something is spreading. Cancer is spreading. It's spreading from where?
From the lungs. The two lungs.
Okay. Let's they found fluid in the lungs?
In the lungs.
Okay, wait. So we have to read from here. There is a uniform opacity in the lower zones of both lungs with blunting of the costophrenic sulci. There is a huge rounded soft tissue opacity in the right cardiophrenic angle. Some ill-defined nodular opacities and background streaky changes are noted in the mid-zones of both lungs. The heart size cannot be assessed. The chest tube is noted in situ on the left side. The rib cage is normal. There is soft tissue swelling of the lateral chest wall of the left side. Metastasis to the lungs with bilateral basal pleural fluid collections. The meaning of that is that they feel that there is a spread of the cancer into the lungs, and now they are looking for where the primary source is. I saw a doctor, a radiologist, who they saw cancer somewhere, but they don't know where it started from. That's terrible. So that's why I was so shocked when I heard metastasis to the lungs. From where? It is not stated at all. Now go ahead.
So it was so terrible, sir. She was literally bent over. In the month of October, she was operated upon 3 times. October this year.
She did what?
Operated upon three times. To drain out the fluid.
Water in the lungs. That is affecting the breathing. Plus the secondaries, the cancer cells that they found in the lungs, all that affecting life. When it went to the lung, it is life it is looking for, because lung is breath.
And actually, the month of August, she had a dream where God used your face, you appeared to her, and told her, that death looking for you, I have come to take it away.
Wow.
The month of, this year, you were running, rushed to her, and told her, that death looking for you, I've come to take it away.
Can kill you.
The death that wants to kill you is what I'm looking for here. No orchestration from the pit of hell can kill you. No orchestration from the pit of hell can kill you. I am here to announce the same to somebody here. The death looking for you shall not find you. It shall find those who send that death. No orchestration from the pit of hell can kill you. If you are saying amen, shout it louder.
And so, sir, the media videoed her actually. When she came in this morning, she was literally bent over with two people one person on the left side, another person on the right side, literally assisting her to come into the service. The media videoed her. But right in the heat of the service, the power of God surged into her. She noticed that the pains disappeared. She noticed that she was straightened by the power of God. She became upright. She had been standing right here since her. No pains, no trace of.
Walk up there.
Only
she's not just walking, she's running.
What no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do. What no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do,
Jehovah. Only you can do. What no man can do.
that picture. Come in there. You don't need to be a doctor to see the evidence of respiratory distress. Right there. The nose is the flaring of the alina side. Just right there. Chest is just struggling to breathe. Just look at it there. And the fatigue. You don't need to be there. And the two people that assisted her to walk. Are you here? Can you come forward?
Hey.
Only you can do. In tears. Why are you crying?
I'm grateful to God.
You met her here. You met each other here.
I knew her from Ibadan. We are students from Ibadan.
Oh, you came all the way from Ibadan. University of Ibadan.
I reside in Abuja, but I met them here. They came from Ibadan, so I met them here.
She and her. She came from Ibadan. But you met them here.
Yes, students there. PhD students, two of us.
At University of Ibadan.
Yes, sir.
Incredible. Incredible. Chineke nandewo. Onye keruwa ndewo. Imela. Is Ibadan pastor, and you are aware of his case.
We have actually, when she was rushed to the hospital, we were there, prayed with her consistently, and then before the operation, we were also there in the hospital in UCH. We did everything in prayer, and God intervened, and the operation was successful. But I told them that there is a higher mantle, and we must be in this convention. The new bus that the Lord gave us actually came with them. We came with the new bus.
Yes. Beautiful bus there.
A beautiful bus. Amen. Given free of charge.
Wow.
A beautiful bus. So I told them that they must arrive and then be part of this convention. The higher mantle will visit her today. And they came in and God has intervened. We are excited. To God be praised. To God be praised forevermore. To God be praised forevermore. We are excited.
That is pastor and lawyer of Dunamis Church, Ibadan. The pastor's wife, she is appreciating her. She is appreciating this pastor's wife. She will cook. She will bring the food. If she can't bring the food, she will send driver to bring the food. That is how heaven will thank us. She didn't know that she's going to come out. And she didn't plan for this. She came only to testify. But she's now appreciating pastor's wife for coming to the hospital, visit her, bring food, and if she can't come, she will send driver to bring food to her. That wasn't necessarily a part of the job description. But it's going the full extra mile. Care of the congregation. Why not? But carry food yourself. That is how heaven will recognize the labor of those who labor faithfully. She didn't do that because she knew that the headquarters will hear or anybody will know. But this is being done as part of normal duty that a person should do for a fellow sister and a member of the flock.
what a faithful God. God bless you. Come. Yes. I like the uniform you are wearing. And you have earned yourself a uniform mantle. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh grace. Fresh explosion. In the name of Jesus. In that location. Explosion spiritually. Explosion numerically. Explosion infrastructurally. Explosion financially. Explosion of branches around the whole of the territory. In the name of Jesus. That debt has gone back to hell. And anyone who sent that debt is receiving the debt now. In the name of Jesus, power of the Holy Ghost, receive fresh grace. Mighty God, the Lord bless you both. The way you have stood to support her, people will support you. Not because of sickness. Support you in welfare. Support you in every realm possible. Lift up your hands. And I declare the reproach of life over every demon of rejection and every demon of stagnation and every demon. Every cloak of darkness over. Every garment of obscurity over. Hallelujah. Take a song of celebration, one song of celebration. And let's appreciate God for those miracles. Every single body. Let's go.
triumph. For everything you have done for us, we are grateful. Thank you, Master, for your presence here this morning. Breathe upon this service. Let not one person leave here the same way they have come. To the glory of your name. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. And thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. They just showed us their beautiful bus. And the Lord provide more and more of such. And the color code and the graphic concept of that bus is very beautiful. Yes, it's very beautiful. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. I'm speaking on the subject, understanding your heritage of divine health. Today, we live in a world, and of course the objective of this message is the same with the title, Understanding Our Heritage of Divine Health. Today we live in a world that is overrun diverse afflictions. Here, they are just telling us of metastasis without any trace on that report of where the primary source of the spread came from. And that's not the first time I'm seeing such a report. Mystery. When the World Health Organization was founded, maybe about around 75 years ago, thereabout, there were less than the diseases that were called incurable diseases can be counted on these fingers. Less. That is, these are incurable. You can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe at the most. Today, there is the metamorphosis of afflictions. New ones coming. Coronavirus. Ebola virus. Human immunodeficiency virus. That came in 1980, the early 80s, and then was characterized in the year of 85. Autoimmune disorders. Terrible kidney diseases and failures. When I did medical school, where I trained, there was no facility for kidney transplant. In fact, dialysis wasn't even there or popular because those kind of afflictions were scanty. Today, almost every roadside clinic has dialysis now. In a season like this, where the devil seems to be doing overtime, we need to know what is our heritage. We need to know what to hold on to. We need to know the basis of our expectation. We need to know what to stand on. This morning,
like they talk about streams of income. I want to identify about five streams that fuel our divine heritage of health. Five connections. What is the guarantee of our heritage? Number one, I call it heritage by redemption. By redemption. Before we go to redemption, let's start from the beginning. Heritage by creation. That is, by being created by God, it is our heritage to be in health. In Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 26, Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our own likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing, every bacteria, every virus, every parasite that creepeth upon the face of the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Heritage by creation. What is the meaning? Man was created in the image and likeness of a sickless God. Sickless. Created in the image and likeness of a sickless God. The God who does not and cannot have autoimmune disorder. The God who does not and cannot have chronic liver disease, liver cirrhosis. That is our heritage, number one. Number two is heritage by redemption. That was where we read in 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3 and 4. But he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement that brought us peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We were healed and we are healed and we will be healed. Present continuous. Matthew chapter 8 verse 17. Jesus quoting that scripture said, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. When they beat him on Calvary, they laid on him hypertension and laid on him diabetes and laid on him multiple sclerosis, and laid on him myasthenia gravis, and laid on him systemic lupus erythematosus, and laid on him disseminated lupus erythematosus, and laid on him disseminated intravascular coagulopathy, and laid upon him venous keratoconjunctivitis, and laid upon him
rheumatoid arthritis, and laid upon him osteoporosis, and laid upon him Addison's disease, and laid upon him Cushing's syndrome, and laid upon him Hodgkin's lymphoma, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and Burkitt's lymphoma, and laid upon him acute granulocytic leukemia, and laid upon him acute myeloid leukemia. They laid upon him breast cancer, and laid upon him primary liver cell carcinoma, and laid upon him every form of arthritis, and laid upon him all forms of type 1, type 2 diabetes, laid upon him myocardial infarction, and laid upon him angina pectoris, and laid upon him ischemic heart diseases, and laid upon him dilated cardiomyopathy, and laid upon him short-sightedness and blindness and deafness and dumbness, and laid upon him arthritis, and laid upon him painful menstruation, kidney failure, liver failure, heart failure, and laid upon him arteriovenous malformation, cerebrovascular accident, and laid upon him, laid upon him. I am mentioning it so the devil can hear it, because he knows book. And so that if in case anything I mention is something in your body, that thing can also hear it. What was laid on him is not permitted to be laid on you. There is a law of double jeopardy that confirms that when somebody has suffered the punishment of a crime, he cannot be punished twice. Lawyer, Jesus was already punished on your behalf once for your sake, and therefore you can't carry that punishment again. You can't carry that punishment again. In the name of Jesus, you cannot carry that punishment again. You can't. You can't carry that punishment. You can't carry that punishment. Is God speaking to somebody here? The reason why this message you are hearing is important is because God confirms what we preach. He confirmed the word of his servant. If we say Jesus carried it and you hear it and you believe it, then God confirms it in your life and take it from your body. What the devil is trying to put on you, he takes it and puts it back on the devil. He carried benign prosthetic hyperplasia. He carried urinary tract infections. He carried all forms of dysplasia. He carried malignant melanoma. He carried Kaposi sarcoma. The devil has very bad names. He carried all of them. He carried all of them. He carried obstructive airway disease. He carried asthma. He carried bronchiectasis. He carried bronchitis. He carried pulmonary tuberculosis. He carried spinal tuberculosis. Is somebody here at all? He carried hepatitis A, B, C. Viruses. He carried all of them. 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 He carried. Somebody stand on your feet and shout the shout of victory. The shout. He carried all. 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 He carried nephrotic syndrome. He carried pyelonephritis. He carried acute glomerulonephritis. He carried nephritic disease. He carried every single thing that has to do with pancreatitis. He carried every single thing that has to do with your musculoskeletal system. He carried everything that has to do with your central nervous system, your cardiovascular system, your respiratory system, your musculoskeletal system. He carried everything that has to do with your genital urinary system. He carried everything that has to do with your gastrointestinal system. He carried Crohn's disease. He carried peptic ulcer. He carried duodenal ulcer. He carried every form of gastritis. He carried every form. Leparata sika diga literato shata. Leke peratasa koda galaya. Ulcerative colitis. He carried every form of colon cancer, every form of rectal carcinoma and rectal cancer. He carried every form of aneurysm in your body, in your brain, anywhere they are. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that what Jesus carried, you are not carrying anymore. He carried motor neuron disease. He carried transverse myelitis. You are not meant to be paralyzed sitting on that wheelchair. In the name that is above every name, I declare the affliction arrested. I declare the diseases arrested. I declare the calamity arrested off your body, off your life now. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. He carried sickle cell anemia. Took care of every abnormal hemoglobin. He carried beta thalassemia. He carried every form of affliction, anything that hell has put on you. Today is the end of it forever. As I am speaking right now, I see an overhauling taking place, both via the television and via the social media and all across the world. I see something happening for you right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. He carried every form of allergy, things you cannot eat, allergic conjunctivitis, your eyes begin to react because you are in some places, every form of asthma, every form of allergy to certain foods. No food is permitted to kill you. You know, people have eaten and died. They just ate and died. They just ate and died. They just ate some mushrooms and died. Some ordinary beans, ordinary setting oil, it reacted in their body, killed them. No food is permitted to kill you. No food is permitted to throw you into your grave. Shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat. I didn't prepare to name the names today. One day I'll prepare for it, so we can call the names properly.
Heritage by creation. Heritage by redemption. Number three, we have our heritage of health by adoption. Adoption. That is John chapter 1 verse 12, as many as received him, he gave them, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. He gave them the power to become the sons of God. He gave them the power to become. So we have been adopted as sons. That is what it means. We are sons. Romans chapter 8 verse 17, and it said, if we are sons, if children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, and joint heirs with Christ. Then in John 17, 18, it said, as thou hast sent me, even so I have sent them to the world. Then in John 20, 21, he said, as the Father has sent me, even so, I am sending you into the world. Now, the person that he has made us to become like is someone who never knew sin, not to talk of sickness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. The one who knew no sin also knew no sickness. One day, he preached for 72 hours. Non-stop. Energy was boundless. Vitality was intact. Can you picture with me for a moment? Jesus and his disciples were moving. He said, Peter, please lay hands on my back here. I don't know what I'm feeling there.
Hello? Simon, I am unable to come for the Gennesaret program this afternoon. I woke up with a backache. Please start the service and let John do the preaching. I like you to imagine, picture it. James, I had an attack overnight. Somebody was just pursuing me in the dream, and I like you to think about it. Just imagine it. Nathaniel, they were feeding me in the dream. Just, I don't know what I ate. I woke up with stomach pain. The master, Jesus, it couldn't happen. He said, we are heirs and joint heirs. Heirship means his inheritance is our inheritance. Whatever he had the privilege of, we have the privilege of. Anything he had access to, we have access to. It could not happen, cannot happen, will not happen, will never happen. Take your seat. The Lord showed me this morning that many people are here who are very, very weak. You just have a spell of just tiredness. That's just tiredness. You go through the day and just feel very tired, especially among ministers. And that thing is around this morning. Somebody say amen. So we have heritage by adoption. The Bible said we are the body of Christ. Every department of a lion is a lion. The tail of a lion is a lion. Am I communicating at all? Every department of a lion has lionic genes. Every part of an elephant is big in size. So if we are heirs and joint heirs, then what is his is ours. So apart from creation, apart from redemption, the fact that you and him are now one makes you to walk in health. That is, if the first two provisions did not exist, this one is enough to make you to walk in strength. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Amen. You know, identical twins don't struggle to look alike. Monozygotic twins. That is, one egg of the woman was fertilized, and that egg divided into equal two. Dizygotic, where they are not identical, is two eggs that were fertilized. So this one look different and this one look different. This one is one. And that one divided into two. Two similar, familiar, similar. So they look absolutely, you know, in China, most twins struggle to marry twins. You know, the twin married a twin. So at times there is confusion. Whose husband is this? And who's, you know, but after a while they get to know who is who. You see, we are joint heirs. We are joined. You know, there are twins that are twins. So they were born joined at the head. I'm sure you have heard. I'm sure. Seismic twins. Or joined at the chest. They are twins, so they came joined. Yes. The process of the division didn't happen perfectly. So they came together. We are joined here. So we are joined with him. The same train we follow come. Eh? said by prophecy, every health that flowed in the body of the master flows in your body right now. And whatever is not permitted in the master is not permitted in your system right now. Say the loudest amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. Take your sister. We have the heritage by creation, heritage by redemption, heritage by adoption. Number four is heritage by possession. He owned you, so he owns you, so he will not share you with any devil. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. He said, what know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. That's the key thing. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You are the owner of the house. Is there any madman mad enough to come and change the paint of your house while you are watching? You say, why? He said, I think this paint is better. In your capacity as who? Or he brought laborers to come and start reducing the height of the fence. And you say, what's happening? He said, can't you see that the fence is too tall? Make it short so you can look through the fence. He said, so since when did I employ you as a consultant on my building matters? Because I belong to you, Lord. Because I am yours, oh my. It's literal. I said, there is a lifting up when men are cast down. I shall arise in the midst of darkness, because I belong to you, Lord. Because I am yours. Oh. When, take your seat, when anybody begins to farm on another person's farmland, it is called trespass. When anybody begins to build on the property of another person, it is trespass. It's attracting litigation. It's punishable by law. He owns you. The virus cannot share you with him. He said, I am a jealous God. I am a jealous God. My glory will I share with no man. My possession will I share with no devil. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? Ay, 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 ay. I like this to become your determination continuously. Diabetes, you cannot share me with. God will not share my body with you. Because of disease, he owns me. You can't remain here. Even, you know, the devil is very daring. You are saying, if all these things are true, why was I sick? It's because the devil is trying to test whether you know who you are or you know what belongs to you. It's very daring. If he could tempt Jesus, there's nobody that's not temptable. Am I communicating? It's not nobody. I mean, I have seen people, giants of the faith, confronted spell of death, all manner. And then they knocked it off, sent it back to hell on the spot. Everything the devil is challenging you with today, they are returning back to hell now. Everything you came to this conference with, that the enemy is challenging you with, is returned back to hell now. Heritage by possession. And finally, heritage by habitation. It is similar to the last one. That last one says he owns you. This one says he lives in you. Heritage by habitation. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse 19 all the way to verse 20. You say what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God? And ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 4. He said, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we will be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. He said, if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken your mortal bodies. Now, Jesus lives in you. He's inside you. If he is in you, what do you expect? Now, that was Romans 8:11. What do you expect? Matthew 21:13-14. Matthew 21:13-14. He said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in that temple, and he healed them. Jesus cannot be in the house. Where is the house? Point yourself. An affliction can live in that house. You know, in the village, they told us that the easiest way to chase away rat from a house is to invite a cat. We were told that it is not necessarily the cat killing the rat, but the presence of the cat by two means, the smell of the cat and the meow. In the ears of a rat, meow is like the roaring of a lion. They said by those two orchestrations, it is enough for rats to disappear. That is apart from the cat chasing the rat. That is how the presence of the master in your body is. That presence is mutually exclusive of affliction, diametrically opposed to infirmity. Am I communicating? To the presence of infirmity. But it doesn't happen just because it is stated. It happens because you insist on it to happen. It is possible. How many of you know it is possible for there to be sugar in the water and the water is still tasteless? Hello? Is it possible? Yes, you drop the sugar. It went straight to the bottom of the cup. It's full with water. And then you are drinking the water on the top. You won't find a taste until you thoroughly stir the water with the sugar. The master is present in your body, but that presence has to be given full expression. Until the devil is aware. The mother that the camera just picked now, I want to. Can you stand? Nodding your head just now. The camera just picked you. Yes, that's right. I'm happy to see you here right now. That woman almost passed on within the last 1 or 2 weeks, about 2 weeks now. Spirit of death with another arrow on the head, almost gone. But a word of decree. Her brother's wife, an Anglican reverend from the East, sent me a text. My sister-in-law is almost going. And I called her on the spot. Called the son, then called her back. She was almost gone. And the arrow of destruction was arrested and returned to hell. And she be free now again. Fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, be completely free. And I use this opportunity to prophesy to anyone. Anybody who dug a pit for you, the pit they dug for you will swallow them. You shall fulfill your days. You cannot be killed before your time. Not your children, not your wife, in the name of Jesus. Take your seat 1 minute. I mean, seeing her in the church is a miracle. And that is a miracle working God. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. You have that heritage by his habitation. If he steps into your life and into your house, he steps in to clean out the house. That is why he showed me before I came this morning, there will be a lot of repairs. Where you are in a mechanic workshop. You have come for engine oil to be changed. You have come for things to be swept out of your body. He also showed me that there will be servicing of people of the body parts. The liver will be serviced and the lung will be serviced. And there are people, he will service your eyeballs because your eyesight is trying to go dim. He will just wash those eyes. For some, he won't just wash it, he will replace it completely with the spare parts and the spare liver and the spare kidney and the spare lungs and the spare hambagajaga. Somebody with a back condition, he will just repair the spare cervical vertebrae and the thoracic vertebrae, the lumbar vertebrae will just be replaced there. Do you believe that something is about to happen? Stand and shout the loudest amen. Some he will restore something. Some he will repair something. And for others he will replace something. If it's repairable, it will be repaired. If it's restoration, it will be restored. If it's a replacement altogether. So look, you need a new lung, a new heart, a new liver. You need new eyes. I am a candidate of his continuous servicing. Yes, continuous servicing that I am aware of. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice everywhere you are, people. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yah. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh, miracle worker. You are the miracle worker. Come and do a miracle. A miracle today. Come and do a miracle. A miracle. Miracle worker.
Miracle worker. You are my miracle worker.
Miracle worker.
Come and do a miracle. A miracle today.
Come and do.
Come and do a miracle. A miracle today.
Your name is
Yahweh.
Your name is
Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh.
You're the miracle working God. Destiny changer.
Destiny changer. You are my destiny changer. Come and change my destiny. My destiny today.
Come and change my destiny. Take your heritage of health. Take your seat 1 minute. You take your heritage by light. And you take your heritage by faith. You take your heritage by light. He sent forth his word and healed them. Psalm 107, verse 20. And deliver them from their destructions. Luke 5:15. But so much the more when there is fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear, and after they have heard, then they can be healed. Inside hearing is healing. Inside hearing is healing. There are many who have just been healed.
because of what you heard. Your heritage of health comes by light, and second, by faith. Those two passages belong to the first point. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. It said that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. To the woman with the issue of blood, he said, go thy way. Thy faith has made you whole. Faith makes whole. Faith is key to health. That should be Mark chapter 5, verse 28, thereabout. Thy faith has made thee whole. Yes, you go further down. Thy faith, 5:34. Thy faith has made thee whole. What is faith all about? You receive light to fuel your faith. That is the first. Then you agree with the light you have received. What God said is true. I believe what this Bible said. Then, so first you receive the light to fuel your faith. Then you agree with the light you have received. And then, third, you disagree with the evidence of the sight. The evidence said this. No, the word said so. You disagree with the evidence of the sight. One of our pastors here came with his wife pregnant around 6 months. They said they had eclampsia. That may lead to eclampsia, meaning that the woman is having high blood pressure, and then in the process of delivery, she expects to convulse while delivering and those kind of things. And that was very, very dreadful. They needed intervention. God, hands were laid on that woman. Preeclampsia disappeared. Hypertension disappeared. Everything disappeared. When it was time to deliver, other medical things came up. Again, bam, evidence was set aside. They were meant to do her surgery to bring out the child because of how urgent it was. God set it all aside. Child was delivered by herself without any of those evidences. You disagree with the evidence of the sight. I didn't say quarrel with the doctor. I didn't say tell the doctor you are lying. The doctor is only doing his work. The person to talk to is the devil. Satan, that is your report. Satan, the feeling you are trying to make me feel is your own. Many of us would have been sick long ago. Many, many years ago. If we agreed with certain symptoms. Finally, function in the light of your faith. Behave it. Function in the light of your faith. Function in the light of your faith. That is as far as faith is concerned. But the conclusion
overall is to live like him. You must look like him. We must refuse to live in perpetual transgression, iniquity, guilt. If I regard iniquity in my heart, he will not hear me. To live like him, we must look like him. I pray for help for everybody here. Any area of your life where there is a loophole, where the hedge is broken, that the enemy may want to use to access your life, access your health, mercy from above. I speak the pleadings of the blood of Jesus to intervene, interface on your behalf. Stand up on your feet. Be upstanding. Be upstanding. Just lift your hands and lift your voice and let's worship him. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying Jesus, oh, thank you, for your mercies, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Father.
We are saying thank you, Jesus,
oh. Oh Lord, you are being so good.
You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent. Be my love every day. Oh Lord, you are being so good. You are so
I have seen
the Lord's goodness, His mercy and compassion.
I have seen
the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercy and compassion.
Yeah. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. And say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. I connect with my heritage by creation, my heritage by redemption, my heritage by adoption, my heritage by possession, my heritage by habitation. I connect with my heritage of health today in the name of Jesus. Now open your mouth and speak to God in that light.
Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, 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 blessed.
In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. The Lord showed me someone who ate in the dream, woke up belching, affecting the liver. Apart from that soldier person that was shown, and I saw healings of paralyzed and crippled people, people lifting crutches and walking, standing out. Somebody with a big molar tooth pain on the left hand side of the jaw also was healed by God. Back and lower waist conditions was healed. Now he showed me that we are like in a mechanic workshop. I see the removal of dark spots, like a dark spot from somebody's kidney on one side, a dark spot from the heart on one side, a dark spot from the liver. Just things that are planted, maybe a kidney stone or a pathology, a virus or something, just in form of dark shadows and spots being uprooted from those various places. And I see like a cleansing all over the system, a renewal. It showed me the renewal of youth. There are those, you are aging faster than your age. Aging faster than your age. That devil is a bastard. Whether as a man or as a woman, I see a renewal, a restoration. There are some here today, God will bring your system back to factory setting. Do you know how you put a phone back to factory setting? Where it appears like you have not made any call at all. You haven't received any message on it. It just started afresh. I see the Lord bringing the lungs and the liver and the system of people back to the factory setting. How it was originally. You believers shout the loudest. Amen. I have mentioned many things. So I would want you now to tell God what you want him to do for you. Father, heal that back. Let that back be healed. Let that heart, this heaviness I feel on the chest, let it go permanently. Let this blood pressure go. Let this diabetes go. Let this allergy disappear. Open your mouth and talk to God now. For some, God has already begun a work in your life, but you want to ask him to finish it, to perfect it. Lift your voice and speak to him.
in the name of Jesus. I see the healing extending to family members. So pray for your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, anyone who is afflicted that you know that needs this healing, need this deliverance, need this touch of God. Mention them to God right now. Your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your loved ones, mention them to God right now. In the name of Jesus. Be upstanding now. Hands uplifted. Hands uplifted. Whatever you have asked God for is what you are about to receive. Please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go that way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please, please don't let me go that way I came. Touch me with your hands.
Touch me with your hands.
Up your hands everywhere. Father, the heritage of health we heard about just now, I ask for the release. Not a count of seven. You scream, I receive. Place your hand on your head. Blast in tongues, pray in the spirit. After that,
anything you couldn't do before, you begin to do. You lift your crutch and begin to walk. You stand from off the wheelchair. You open your eyes to see. Check the lump and confirm it's disappeared. Check your back. Check your hand. Check everywhere and just confirm you're healed. Father, let your power touch this, your people, right now. In the name that is above every name, I declare your heritage of health, spiritual servicing, cleansing by the power of God, a clean out by the Spirit of God, be released upon you now. In the name of Jesus, at the count of seven, receive your heritage. 1, 2. Receive your health. Open your mouth now. Pray in the Spirit. Receive. Open your mouth. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Your portion of healing, your portion of deliverance, receive it Master. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands. Give him the praise. Adoration to the Lamb who seated on the throne, and to the Lamb forevermore. Adoration to the Lamb who seated on the throne, and to the Lamb forevermore. Adoration to the Lamb who seated on the throne, and to the Lamb forever. I'd like you to check yourself and confirm that you are healed. That person who's lifted the crutches and is walking on the stick, do it now and walk forward. If any of those cases mentioned, you are a victim of any of those situations, and right now you see yourself healed, you quickly step forward and just 10 minutes so we can round off this morning session. Take your seat in the next minute. Adoration to the Lamb who seated on the throne, and to the Lamb.
Adoration to the Lamb who seated on the throne.
Almost close of service, and ensure that you don't step out until the final words are received. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he healed the leper. When the cripple saw him, they started running. Even today, my God is doing good. He's doing good
anywhere he went. He was doing good.
Almighty
healer, he healed the leper. When the cripple saw him, they started running.
Even today,
my God is doing good.
He was doing good
anywhere he went.
matter. The power of God is at work here. You said that God is touching the system of people, taking it back to factory setting. And you also gave a word that God is healing. God just healed a molar tooth of the right left hand side. Accurate word, sir. This is Sister Eunice Martins, and that is Mr. Uchenna Emmanuel. Hers has been for 2 solid years. Could not chew with that tooth. His has been for 2 solid months. According to him, he said, let him come for service, then he will go and see how he can be operated upon. At the instance of that word, she discovered that the power of God touched through her. The pain is gone. According to Minister Emmanuel, he felt electric shock. And right now, he's totally free.
Give the Lord the praise.
Yes.
Agaba kujuda leyale, oleyale, oleyale. Agaba kujuda leyale, oleyale, boboche. Agaba kujuda leyale, oleyale, oleyale. Agaba kujuda leyale, oleyale. Agaba, 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 agaba kujuda leyale, agaba leyale, oleyale. Agaba kujuda leyale.
Shout of praise. It's always winning. Take your seat.
Sir, God just replaced something in the baby, in the body of baby Israel. He is 8 months today. The mother said when he was 3 days old, she had a dream where a cat jumped upon him. And that was the beginning of affliction in the body. They said it was jaundice. From that time till this 8 months, the neck is permanently like this.
He had kernicterus.
Yes, sir.
That is, he had hyperbilirubinemia that affected the brain and gave motor disorders. As a result of that, he can't hold his neck. The neck is either left, right, or dangling permanently down.
Yes, sir.
Can't hold the neck.
Yes, sir.
And that will affect his walking.
Yes, sir. And she said
that was to affect his walking.
They've been going to the hospital for physiotherapy. Of course, they just came from there to the service this morning. And she said, while you were ministering, that the power of God touched Israel. Right now, the neck is up. I checked him. He was looking at the screen.
And he's looking at it. Look at him. Yeah. He's even, hey! Are you just sitting down and looking like that? Stand on your feet and celebrate.
You are God.
from the womb of your mother that came here with you today, it expires. In Jesus' name. Take your seat, people. Can I have one or two more and then we'll shoot to the next level? Baby Israel, bring him.
Factory setting. 10 years molar issue. Cannot chew. When the headache comes, one side of the body is like paralyzed. As the word came, something jumped out of her. She has taken tum-tum now and chewed in that same left molar that she has not been able to chew for 10 years. And the pain has gone. She's chewing now. Molar repair.
She just crushed an innocent tum-tum to confirm her healing. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. What a mighty, 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 mighty God. God is taking your system back to the factory setting. Factory setting, the original setting. Shout yes.
Sir, you said God restoring and replacing where necessary. The case of Brother Japheth is a repair God just made for him. About a month and a half ago, he had an accident that left him with an impact of a locked shoulder in the left side with a waist condition. Couldn't bend, couldn't raise the hand. But while the ministration was on, as soon as the word went forth, he could now do the things he couldn't do before now. The shoulder.
Somebody give the Lord a praise. What a mighty, 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 mighty God.
Okama leya. Okama leya. Okama leya eh.
Okama leya. Okama leya. Okama leya. Okama leya.
Okama leya.
Okama Oleya. Okama Oleya.
What he said he will do. Give him the praise. One more.
Yes, sir. Paralysis of the right hand that have lasted for 8 years. She says she couldn't scrub herself with that hand, couldn't use it at all. And then moving of object from the head right to the toe, all over her body. At the instance of that word, all got arrested. Right now she can move the hand.
Incredible. Yes, move it again. Yes, if you see that hand, you will know that it was truly paralyzed. Move it again. Right, you see the way it is going. Now move the two up.
Wow!
Give the Lord a big clap. Paralyze. Everything the devil has rendered useless in your life is coming back alive right now.
Go!
Congratulations for that woman that is walking out there. Father, thank you for the healing of that mother. For how long she's paralyzed or crippled, I don't know. But she's walking right there. Another one is walking behind. Give the Lord a praise. Now, the woman right here, she's right in the front here. That one is healing is in process. But this one right here, right in the front here. Find out what has happened. Lift your hands, people. And all of you who are in front here, your testimonies are permanent in Jesus' precious name. Please dance your way back to your seat, the ones to the front now. Go ahead. What a faithful God we serve. Have you been blessed today? The conference is just starting. The official opening is this evening. It will be a supernatural download. Please, I want you to be very attentive for this conference. Because God wants to package us ahead of next year. Listen. What is in store for the ungodly
the year after this one is unpalatable for non-covenant people. But God wants to package us. I will not say beyond that. But when men say they are cast down, we are saying there is a lifting up. So take every moment very serious. Because it's a packaging. What happened to that woman?
Sir, this is Mama Tina. Last year, November, exactly this month, last year, she was afflicted with stroke. The right hand and the right leg got paralyzed. And God started intervening. She came into the study with the aid of this stick, had two hands, pressure on it, struggling to walk. And while the testimonies was on, the power of God searched through her. Right now, she can walk without the aid of the stick. I tested her. She's totally free.
Congratulations.
This is the son and the wife.
The son of Mama.
Yes, sir.
And the wife of the son.
Yes, sir.
Father, thank you for this Mama. Let your power perfect the miracle. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Congratulations, Mama. Can you walk back to the seat, let's see. Back to the seat. Paralyzed since last year. Give the Lord a praise for that miracle. Wherever we are, you know that Jesus is not yet the Lord of your life. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You are saying, Pastor, I want today to mark a new day for me. Pick up your Bibles. Pick up your bag. You want an addiction broken. You want a lifestyle handled. You want to be free. Pick up your Bibles. Pick up your bags. And quickly step to the front here and let us receive you. I'll give you the count of seven. God bless you. Please carry your Bibles and carry all your things. If you don't have any Bible or thing, just walk forward. One.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Two.
I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone.
Every step that I take. Every moment that I'm away. Have your way, Lord.
Two.
Keep coming. Three. Your right hand on your chest, all of you, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Now, if you are watching via the satellite, the internet, Facebook, YouTube, and you are in need of surrender, pray the prayer with us as well. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back.
From today, I go forward ever, backward never. From today, I receive the grace and the help to live for you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. In Jesus' name, amen. I now pray for you. I take the authority over the hold of the enemy. I declare fresh grace and fresh help be released upon you. Mercy from above be released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name, amen.